This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says he and President Donald Trump, quote, shouldn't have a debate, end quote, if he still has COVID-19. Biden said Tuesday he's, quote, looking forward to being able to debate him, end quote, but said, quote, we're going to have to follow very strict guidelines, end quote. Biden says he doesn't know Mr. Trump's status since the president returned to the White House after being hospitalized for 3 days after a COVID-19 diagnosis. Biden's campaign says he tested negative for COVID-19 earlier Tuesday. President Trump, who is under doctor's care with the coronavirus, said Tuesday that he is planning to show up for his second debate with Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden next Thursday in Miami. Vice President Mike Pence and his Democratic challenger, California Senator Kamala Harris, are meeting tonight for a debate that will offer starkly different visions for a country confronting escalating crises. Correspondent Julie Walker has more.
University of Michigan debate director Aaron Call says there's a lot of pressure on Pence.
I think it's going to be an excellent debate. I certainly wouldn't underestimate Mike Pence after the performance that he delivered in 2016. There's so much at stake.
Butler University professor Gregory Shufelt says Pence needs to deliver.
Things have not been moving in the right direction for the Trump-Pence ticket. So I think that really probably changes the trajectory of Vice President Pence will really need to be on offense.
They both agree it will be a very different debate than Trump-Biden. I'm Julie Walker.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Wednesday that COVID-19 infections were rising in London and elsewhere, but that his government's approach to controlling the spread was still the right one. This is